Well, welcome to Redeem the Commute. As you can see, I'm commuting right now, and I'm glad you're joining us for these daily challenges. These daily challenges are meant to help you learn what it means to be a follower of Jesus in today's busy commuting lifestyle. And if you've never explored that before in depth, I'd encourage you to take our Christianity 101 course. It'd be a great chance to learn the basic principles that we try to build on in these daily challenges. What we do is every Monday we introduce a new idea. And every Tuesday, we take a look at where it comes from in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we look at the change that would mean in our lives. And every Thursday, we try to put it into practice. Friday, we reflect and pray about it. Saturday's a day off. And then Sunday's a great day for community, especially Christian community. And we're going to be starting a new kind of church community for followers of Jesus who are in this busy commuting lifestyle that really makes for a time crunch. So if you're interested in knowing more about what we're doing, make sure you get in touch with me. I'd love to tell you a bit more about it. Right now we're working through the Sermon on the Mount, one of Jesus' most comprehensive teachings about what it means to be his follower. And we're looking at what it meant for his followers back then, but also for us today. Well, if you're checking out these daily challenges, we hope you won't do it alone, but that you'll join with others in trying to be followers of Jesus in the midst of a busy commuting life. So after you've seen a few of these challenges, I encourage you to join with somebody, maybe somebody you know from the train or bus, somebody from your workplace, or maybe your neighborhood, and start sharing these daily challenges with them. Have them watch the same content as you, and then go through the discussion questions next time you're together, whether that's on the train or bus or back home or at work. Either way, we hope that you'll share this course with somebody else and start discussing real life with them. Well, chances are if you're a driver, especially if you commute on the roads, you know all about road rage. That moment when somebody cuts you off, somebody's tailgating, somebody takes your spot in line. We all know that moment when you just finally had enough and it finally explodes in anger, whether you yell at them, whether you just yell at them in your car and they can't even hear you, or you shake your fist out the window. We all know that moment that the anger takes over. It's a pretty common thing. We know that 46% of drivers in Ontario say they've been yelled at or somebody's cursed at them for something that happened while driving. We know that in Ontario, over 7% of drivers say that they've had a threat to damage their vehicle. And over 31% of Ontario drivers have said they've been the one to do it. What happens in those moments is that we have a goal. We need to get somewhere on time. We have a goal to just be first, to be right. We expect ourselves to be first in line, and when somebody takes that from us, they get in the way of our goals. When that happens, we can stop seeing them as a person. We can start seeing them as a hindrance or a barrier to us having our way. When that happens, we've begun to objectify someone, to take them from being a person to an object. And it's at that moment that just being a little angry with somebody takes over and becomes road rage. Well, this introduces us to our topic of anger this week pretty well. We'll look into it in more depth tomorrow, but I have a question for you to discuss first. What or who really sets you off? And how do you tend to view that person when he or she angers you? Have a good time contemplating or discussing that question with others. I'll see you tomorrow.